And let us now rise for prayers today. And we begin our time of prayer, sanctifying our banner, our new Easter banner, with these words. It is fitting that this banner be sanctified by prayer for use in the Lord's house. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, your Son is the express image of your glory, so that when we behold him, we contemplate your unending mercy. Bless and sanctify this Easter banner, which is offered in honor of your only begotten Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. Grant that all who behold it may, by your grace, be strengthened in the true faith and worship you with a steadfast heart. We pray this through Jesus, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The Lord Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit bless this Easter banner and those who behold it. Amen. We now bow our heads for the corporate prayers of the church. Father of glory, we thank you for the truth that Jesus lives. And we pray for moments in which we can join Thomas in saying, "My Lord and my God," with those who do not know Jesus, who are not filled by his joy, his grace, and the better life he offers. Lord, in your mercy. Lord, we also this morning recognize that you are behind all that we do, and we thank you for the unity that we share with all Christians. We pray for those that are gathered this morning in Philomath and the different churches, as well as those churches that we are in agreement with in the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, that you would bless their gatherings as well and bring them joy in the risen Lord. Lord, in your mercy. Dear Heavenly Father, we pray for a warming to your Son Jesus. We pray for those today that are cold, that are in the midst of doubt, despair, and who do not have peace, the peace that comes from your Son Jesus. Lord, we pray that you'd use us to direct them to the fires that you place into our lives, where we can be warmed to you. Lord, in your mercy. O Lord, you are our healer. We commend to you all who are in need of restoration, whether of body, soul, or spirit. For Jean, Dylan, Kai, Bev, Ann, Haley, Joel, Max, Dee, Wyatt and Charlie, PJ, Dawn, Johanna, Rachel, Roberta, Jennifer, Amber, Art, Blake, Annette, and Charlotte, Rob, Dan, Merle, Gary, Katie and Jake, Amanda, Erica, Darlene, Jan for better health in the days ahead, Dawn, and Ava. Those families that are in transition and those facing in our community significant life transitions. Lord, also this day we pray for those prayers those requests that were mentioned earlier this morning. For Curtis, that you'd cover him with his treatment. For Carl, for Carl's family as they mourn his passing, and for Andrea especially. For Dan, as he undergoes treatment and that there's clarity in how he is treated for his health concerns. For Callie's family, for her grandmother, Jeannie, and her parents as they care for her, that you'd take her home peacefully and restore this family in the days ahead. Grant to them your peace, that they may bear their sufferings with patience as they await your gracious healing. Lord, in your mercy. And everlasting one, receive our thanks this day for all who have fallen asleep in faith in Jesus. We especially thank you for your guidance and direction for Jim Ogilvy and his life lived on this earth and also in the fellowship here at Peace. Bless Donna, John, and Teresa, and all his friends that mourn his passing. Lord, in your mercy. And finally, Lord, we pray for the gatherings this week that will take place at our church, that you'd bless them and warm more hearts to your Son, Jesus. It is in his name that we pray, and now we pray the prayer that he taught us.